You are listening to the TTPA, to Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day, with sagely commentary, practical advice to say here on Season 6 of the TTPA with the Mishnah Elucidator. We're looking at Chapter 4, Paragraph 16, Perek Dalad Mishnah Tetzayin, one of my favorite phrases in all of Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ha'olam hazedome leprozdor bifnei ha'olam haba, hatkein atzmecha beprozdor kadesha tikanis latraklin. Rav Yaakov says this world is like a lobby in front of the world to come. Prepare yourself in the lobby so that you may merit to enter the palace. And the Gemara says elsewhere, this world is like Erev Shabbos and the world to come is like Shabbos. Prepare on Erev Shabbos so that you can eat on Shabbos. Take care of preparing for Shabbos with food and whatnot on Erev Shabbos so that you can eat on Shabbos all these years, all these months that I was remote working from home. That's exactly what I did, working and preparing on Friday to be able to eat wonderful food on Shabbos. And when I'm working in person, cutting it down to Wednesday or Thursday, lots of time Thursday, I'm putting up stuff Friday before I leave in order to be able to eat on Shabbos. But of course, it's an analogy. This world is not the true, full world. The world to come is really what we're looking forward to. You have to do what you can in this world to practice, to gain those mitzvahs, to gain that Torah, to gain what you can in order to merit the world to come. The Mishnah talks about in the notes that a prozdor is either a small structure that serves as an entranceway to a large building, Rambam points out, or a portico in front of a large courtyard, Rashi points out. In that metaphor, Rav Yaakov makes the point that this world is not an end to itself, but a vehicle for enabling man to reach his ultimate destination in the world to come. Rambam points out, a person who is preparing for an audience with the king combs his hair and makes sure to adjust his clothing in the outer chamber before entering the royal court. Rasher Machsavicha point out, similarly, the Tana tells us to use our time in this world to prepare ourselves to merit a place in the world to come. By repenting and doing good deeds, Rashi points out, by acquiring the virtues we need, Rambam points out, for life in that world, as Rav and Rabbeinu Yonah points out. So do what you can in this world in order to acquire the ideal next world. Do what you can to work on Torah, work on mitzvahs, work on chesed every single day to acquire that spot in the next world. Work hard in this world in order that you could acquire the next world. What can you do every day? Did you do a mitzvah? Did you do chesed? Did you do Torah learning? A little bit, whatever you can. We want to acquire the next world. We need to do so by working on ourselves difficultly, hardly, harshly in this world every single day. Remember, this is only a lobby. This is only the shmorg before the main meal. Don't overstuff on yourself on the shmorg, because then you're going to miss out on the main world, on the main meal, the beautiful chicken, the beautiful meat. Make sure to gather yourself stuff in this world and make sure to set it aside for the world to come. This is only a lobby for the world to come. Join us next time as we talk the next Mishnah here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.